Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to preview the upcoming Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War to be held at the Mall of America in June. But first, it's time for, generally speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Sean Mankey.
This year, we honor the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War, a conflict that tested the resolve and spirit of our nation. We remember the courage and sacrifice of nearly 3 million Americans who served in Vietnam, many of whom did not return home. Their bravery in the face of adversity and their commitment to duty embody the highest values of our armed forces. We also acknowledge the profound impact on our veterans and their families, whose lives were forever changed by the war. Their experiences remind us of the importance of providing support and understanding to those who served. As we reflect on this significant milestone, let us renew our dedication to honoring the sacrifices made and to ensuring that the lessons learned continue to guide us today. We salute our Vietnam veterans and pledge to never forget their service and sacrifice.
Thank you, General Mankey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. So I said at the opening, today we're going to talk about a special event coming up put on by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, commemorating the Vietnam War's 50th anniversary. And joining me now is Ann Sani, who is the Communications Director for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Ann, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Great to be here.
You've been involved in planning this event for months now, and it's coming up in a few weeks.
It is, yeah. We've been planning for almost a year, so it's very exciting to get close to kicking it off.
And you brought along a very special guest today, your boss.
I did, absolutely. Great to have our Commissioner Brad Lindsay with us today. Brad has been serving as our commissioner since December, but has been with our agency for more than 20 years. He previously was our deputy commissioner, and he is a Operation Iraqi Freedom veteran and served for 14 years in the military police, both regular and reserve.
Brad, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Here.
And you're here today because we can talk about this event, but you're also coming back on Memorial Day. We're doing a live show here from 6 to 9 a.m. from 7 to 8. You'll be on, and we'll be talking about Memorial Day and a little bit about the 80th anniversary in Normandy. But today we're here to talk about Vietnam veterans. I am one, and we've got a couple others coming on during the show. But we want to start out. I know that you're serious about this because we've talked before we went on the show, but fellow veterans, Vietnam veterans, I think this is something that you're pretty serious about.
Absolutely, Tom. You know, Vietnam veterans, most of them didn't have a very good welcome coming home, even from their fellow veterans from previous generations. And, you know, I always say the Vietnam veterans made sure or have made sure that that didn't happen to later veterans. When I got off the plane from Iraq and landed in Portland, Maine back in 2004, it was the Vietnam veterans who were lined up to shake my hand and give me a welcome home, something they didn't have themselves.
And one thing that us Vietnam veterans like to say is never again are we going to let our troops, our veterans and their families be treated the way we were. We lived through it. We got through it. But I think we've had an impact on how we take care of our troops and our veterans today.
Absolutely. All across the board.
And back up a little bit, we got a special event coming up, 50th anniversary event at Mall of America. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure, Tom. We're having a three-day event out at the Mall of America, again, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. This event is open to the public, but we really want to especially invite Vietnam-era veterans and their families, allies of the United States during the Vietnam War, and really all Minnesotans who could come and thank our veterans. Just so everyone knows, the event is taking place from Thursday, June 13th to Saturday, June 15th, open each day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then on Friday, we're going to have a special program at 11 o'clock. And so on that day, we actually open at 8 a.m. and run to 6 p.m. But 11 o'clock in the Rotunda at Mall of America, there'll be a special program.
And there's other programs and resources we're going to get to in a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely, yep.
I want to come back to Brad. This is a method or a way to do two things for my fellow Vietnam veterans. Number one is say thank you, which most of us don't understand those two words.
You know, same thing, the Vietnam veterans, because they weren't welcomed back, tended not to get connected with the VA and the benefits and services that they earned during that period. I've talked about before, my stepfather's a Vietnam Marine, Purple Heart recipient, actually. And I remember his stories. I think it was about 1974, 75, going to the VA hospital and waiting for hours upon hours to try to get health care. He walked out of there and never went back till much later in his life when the effects of Agent Orange started getting him. And I got him connected, and now he is the biggest fan of the VA you will ever meet. He refuses outside care if there's VA care available.
We're speaking today about a special 50th anniversary Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs Vietnam War event on Minnesota Military Radio. And Brad, that's a common thought, because I was out there when I got back from Vietnam, and just following 1972, I wasn't very impressed with it, and I left. And I didn't go back till about 10 years ago, when one of your deputy commissioners came over, sat down in my office, and said, "Did you serve in Vietnam?" "Yes." "Were you on the ground?" "Yes." "Were you exposed to Agent Orange?" "Yes." "He signed here." I didn't want to do that. I called General Sieben, and he said, "Tom, you served in the war. Sign that paperwork. Get out there." And I'm thrilled. The care that we get at the Minneapolis VA Healthcare Center is just second to none. It's fantastic. And we want to make sure our Vietnam veterans know things have changed.
Yes.
And there's a lot of stuff, a lot of support for them available.
Top-notch care. I use it myself. You know, I work for the state of Minnesota, of course, and I've got excellent health insurance, but I literally never use it. I go to the VA for all of my care that I need, and it's never disappointed me once. So, you know, give it a chance again if it's been 20, 30 years. We're looking for folks just like you, Tom, to get in there. We're going to get them connected during this event as well. We'll have all the resources available to do so.
We'd like to see as many of my fellow Vietnam veterans as possible, and we'll show them at the Mall of America the reasons that they should come visit us. And by the way, Brad, how many veterans do you take care of at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs? And any idea how many of them are Vietnam veterans?
Yeah, so the state or the VA says, and these are kind of projections based on population and census and things like that, but it's about 285,000 veterans currently make Minnesota their home, and about the largest group of those is our Vietnam veterans or Vietnam era veterans. It's about 97,000 right now.
That many right here in Minnesota.
Yes, sir.
That's a lot larger number than the number of them that signed up to be a member of the Vietnam Veterans of America. It'd be fun if we get some of those. And, of course, there's a lot of them that either, number one, have never claimed a benefit from the VA, or number two, maybe have some disability, some small disability, but are eligible for something greater. And we're going to talk about that in segment three with the VA healthcare system. So, Brad, we just got about a minute left in this segment. I know you've opened up some new homes in the state of Minnesota. You've had a busy time just as deputy commissioner and as commissioner. Are you hiring anybody?
We are, Tom. Actually, just today we received our final inspection by the VA at Montevideo. And so that allows us to move forward with filling the beds that we have available. Of course, also in Preston and our new facility also at Bemidji. But we can't fill those beds unless we got staff to work and take care of those veterans in those homes. And, you know, since post-COVID world, the healthcare industry is a tough place to find folks. And we're always looking, and we think we give a little different atmosphere than other healthcare organizations, because with us, it's all about the mission. It's about serving veterans.
These are good state jobs, good benefits, good retirement, and they get to work with our veterans in those new homes. And you're probably hiring even over at the headquarters.
Oh, we're always hiring somewhere.
All right. For our listeners, let's get over here and work with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. They're great jobs. And, Commissioner, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the 50th anniversary event at Mall of America coming up in June. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking today with Brad Lindsay, who's the commissioner for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and Ann Sani, who's the communications director for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And, Ann, I want to come back to you. We're talking about this big event coming up at the Mall of America, June 13th, Thursday, June 13th through Saturday, June 15th. We'll be out there doing Minnesota Military Radio live on Thursday, And Friday, somebody convinced me that I should volunteer to help with the program, so I'll be out there for that. But can you give us some details? I know the Memorial Vietnam Wall is going to be out there too, right?
Right, Tom. Yep, we've got really a jam-packed 3 days out at Mall of America. And we'll be located in the north entrance, in the north atrium of the mall. They say that is their busiest entrance at the mall. So in that entrance area, you're going to find the American Veterans Traveling Tribute Memorial Wall. So it's not the exact replica, but it's similar to the wall in Washington, D.C. So it has all the names engraved on there for people to see that. We'll also have some displays from our Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum. And then up in the second floor, so we'll be on the first floor with those displays, but up on the second floor of the North Atrium, we've rented a very large space where we'll have a resource fair. We're expecting about 50 organizations that support veterans to be in attendance and there to just share their services and making sure that those Vietnam vets and their families know that those services are available to them. And then we're also going to be conducting some audio and video interviews of Vietnam veterans who would like to share their stories. So again, Friday is the program that we're going to be having at 11 o'clock in the Rotunda. So that'll be some speakers and some music and some storytelling there. So that's a kind of a special thing just on Friday. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all day, you'll have that resource fair and those museum displays for people to take a look at.
So plenty to do, come and see, and including we're going to talk about in the third segment about toxic screening. Mm-hmm. That you can do there to see if you're eligible for some benefits. Brad, I know the state legislature allocated some funds so that your Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs could put on this event, and what a great opportunity to say thank you to some veterans from 50 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Governor Walz approached former Commissioner Herkey now about 3 years ago, and I was there standing, and he just kind of off to the side said, "Larry," he goes, "we need to get an event going here for the Vietnam Veterans at commemoration again," and so we took that and asked the legislature, and they agreed. So we're proud to be hosting this.
Well, I think for my fellow Vietnam veterans, I'd say thank you, and I hope that all the Vietnam veterans listening come down to the Mall of America. It's going to be a lot to do, a lot to see, a lot to learn, and I want to come back to you. You've made it possible for them to get there free.
You're right, Tom. We know that not everybody wants to drive into the metro area, or even if you live in the metro area or greater Minnesota, you may not want to drive over to the mall. So we have partnered with the Minnesota DAV and V4V to sponsor buses that can take people from communities around the state. So we really want any veteran organizations or really any community organization, if they're interested in having a bus to take people to our event, it could be any one of those 3 days, although a lot of people may want to come on that Friday because that special program is on Friday at 11.
So but a lot of our listeners maybe are aware that the DAV did a transportation program to get people down to Veterans Day on the Hill.
Correct.
And they work through their veteran service organization to do that. They can do the same thing here.
Same thing.
Except this time you're going to reimburse 100% instead of 50% because it's a special event and you've got sponsors to do it. So how do they arrange for that?
Yes. So if a community group or a veterans group is interested in sponsoring a bus, the DAV Minnesota is the one that's facilitating, like you said, just like they do for Veterans Day on the Hill. So they can reach out to Trent Dilks at the DAV Minnesota, and he's the one that's facilitating this and going to take their request form and make sure that they're signed up to get that reimbursement for the bus. And again, thank you so much also to V4V for helping to sponsor. So MDVA is covering 50% and V4V is covering the other 50%. So
Vietnam veterans, get all your Vietnam buddies together. Get a hold of the DAVMN.org or write to Trent at DAVMN.org. And they can help you get to a proper transportation, a bus, whatever you need, and get it paid for. So come on down to the Mall of America on June 13, 14, 15, and join us one of those days. Friday would be the best, or all three if you can. Once again, Trent at DAVMN.org. And Ann, I know you're going to, if they can't get to the mall, are they going to be able to watch it virtually?
Absolutely. Yep. We will be live streaming the program on Friday. That's scheduled again from about 11 to 11:45. So that'll be live streamed. You can find the link on the MDVA website. And for those who just can't get there in person, also, we want to gather a lot of information on our website. So you'll have a list of all the people and organizations that were in attendance at our resource fair. You'll have a list of the displays that were there from the museum, you know, so really kind of creating almost a virtual experience for those who can't come in person.
So there'll be a lot to see and do. We're talking about the Vietnam War 50th anniversary commemoration event at Mall of America on Minnesota Military Radio. Brad, I want to back up just a little bit. Vietnam veterans are sometimes reluctant to pursue benefits, and they're eligible for so many different varieties of them. Can you speak to that for a second?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I was talking about with my stepfather, he didn't come forward to apply for benefits until the effects of Agent Orange started hitting him. He ended up with diabetes and also lung cancer, actually. And there's a lot of conditions that the VA, since the war, has determined are presumed to have been caused by different toxins and things like that. And it's recently been expanded quite a bit by the PACT Act. So even if you've talked to a service officer or someone in the past and maybe didn't qualify or didn't have any of those conditions, it's worthwhile to do so again because the law literally just changed a year or so ago, and it was a huge change opening that up for our veterans.
And part of your mission at the MDVA, Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, is to connect veterans with all the resources and might be able to help them based on anything that may or may not have happened during their military career. And, of course, you work hand-in-hand with the County Veteran Service Officers.
Absolutely. It's one of our most important missions. And, yeah, our County Veteran Service Officers, if you can't make it down to our event or if you're not able to, go see your County Veteran Service Officer at the very least because they'll take care of you and provide the same services that you'll get on the day of our event as well.
Thank you, Brad. And just back to the event a little bit. I know that you've got different things, different days, but on Friday, can you run us through when is the program? And I understand you're going to feed them a little free lunch that day, too.
Yep, we are. Yeah, so the program, again, 11 o'clock on that Friday. Prior to the program, we're thrilled to have the Red Bull Band coming from our National Guard 34th Infantry Division. So they'll be providing some entertainment starting at 10:30 on that Friday, the 14th, in the Rotunda at the Mall of America. And then our program, again, will include some speakers, some more music, some storytelling, and then music again after the program ends. But yeah, after that program, we encourage all the Vietnam veterans and their families in attendance to come back to that north atrium area of Mall of America up on the second floor, and we'll have a free brunch that we'll be serving. So everyone who's there in attendance will come into that resource fair area, and that's where the brunch will be available as our token of appreciation.
So for our Vietnam veterans and their families, come on down. You can learn some things. You can go to a toxicology screening, which we're going to explain in the next segment. And after you watch the program, there's going to be some free chow. So that ought to be reason enough just to come
exactly
over to Mall of America. And last question, how can our Vietnam veterans get more involved?
For those who are willing and comfortable sharing some of their experiences, we are working with a national organization, the Oral History Project, and they will be here from Washington, D.C., and they will be here all those 3 days, and they would love to talk with Vietnam veterans and capture their stories who actually end up being archived at the Library of Congress. So it's really a neat opportunity to share your stories and have them kind of preserved for future generations. So if you're interested in sharing your story, let us know, and we'll get you an appointment with that group.
And for our Vietnam veterans, that doesn't hurt. You just sit down and have a chat, mm-hmm. Tell a few things you remember about your service, and we'll save it for history, which is right. Very important. Brad, we're about out of time. Appreciate you stopping in today to talk about this event. And I look forward to seeing you live on Memorial Day when we can talk about the meaning of that day and what we need to remember and all the people that are here to take care of our veterans today.
I'll be back at the crack of dawn.
Thank you. Oh, dark 30, you got to get up and go over and see us. Brad, thank you. And
thank you, Tom.
Ann, you're going to stay with us.
Yes, I am.
We're going to talk to the Minneapolis VA Healthcare Center, and then we're going to talk to a Marine who actually wrote the lyrics to a song called Welcome Home, all about Vietnam, and it's astonishing. You got to stay tuned for that. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking about a special event put on by the state of Minnesota and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs that we're referring to as a commemoration event for the Vietnam War's 50th anniversary. And our co-host for the show has been Ann Sani, who's the Communications Director for Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And Ann, that's coming up in just a few weeks.
It is, Tom. Hard to believe. In 3 weeks, we'll be kicking off this event out at the Mall of America, Thursday, June 13th through Saturday, June 15th.
And there'll be a big program on that Friday. And if people want to find more information, do they go to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs website? Where do they go?
Yes. If for all the details, please visit our website. It's minnesotaveteran.org/Vietnam50.
Okay. If you don't remember that, just go to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs website, and you'll find it there. And we're being joined today by Melanie Nelson, who is a public affairs officer from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. Melanie, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Melanie.
Seems like we've had you in that chair frequently lately, and that's good.
Good.
You brought a special guest with you today who's a Vietnam veteran.
I did bring a special guest. Today on our show, sharing with us, is Dr. Danny Smith, and he comes to us from the Compensation and Pension Department at the Minnesota the Veterans Affairs here at the Minneapolis VA. But I think you're going to love, Tom. He enlisted in the Navy back in the day, served in the Vietnam War, as you said. He ended up breaking his service, getting out of the service, then getting back in the Iowa Army National Guard, where he served 33 years and retired as an 06 colonel, as we like to call him.
Dr. Smith, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
You
glad
were in
to be
the,
here.
You served in the Navy in Vietnam.
Yes, I'm a sailor soldier.
So a Blue Water Navy person who a few years ago, the VA, who you're familiar with because you're part of it, finally said, okay, the Blue Water Navy guys are eligible for some compensation as well.
Yes. If you've been on a ship, and it's recorded in the logbooks from the ship, if you've been in 12 miles from inland from Vietnam, you're included in the Agent Orange exposure.
And Doctor, we asked you to come here today because of this event that's coming up, Mall of America, June 13th to June 15th. The VA is going to be there, and you're going to have some experts there, and you're going to be doing something that's called toxic exposure screening for our Vietnam veterans. If they come to that event and they want to do this toxic exposure screening, they're going to come to you. Now, what is that? You're going to give them a blood test? What are you going to do to them if they want to see if they're eligible for any compensation or benefits?
Well, first of all, it's pretty simple, short little screen. If they served in Vietnam or along the waters of Vietnam, Blue Water Navy, we initially ask when they served, when were they there. I like to ask them what they did in the military service and what time. And quickly, when I do it, I quickly review their medical history, and I try to find out which illnesses that they could apply right away that is Agent Orange presumptive.
And an example of what that would be, I served in Cameron Bay on the ground for a year. And the first time I had this question, somebody asked, do you have type 2 diabetes? And I said, yes, I do. They said, you're eligible. Let's move forward. It's as simple as that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we could move further on, schedule you for Agent Orange registry, and then schedule you to meet with somebody to file a claim.
So if our Vietnam veterans, whether they've got any disability or not, whether even if they've never claimed anything, if they're coming to this event, they can come over and see you and your people and get a toxic exposure screening, which is really just having a chat and some questions and answers.
Yeah, and what we'll do is get their phone number and their information and get back with them to schedule a registry if indicated. But the main thing is to let them know that we could help them out with further claims, and also help them out with maybe becoming a part of the VA healthcare system. It's interesting that when the Vietnam vets end up going to the VA, they realize there's a lot of other Agent Orange vets that go there, and then they open up about a lot of things.
They do, and we just got to make them comfortable. So what they can do when they see you and your partners there is just say, am I eligible? You say, I think so. Let's schedule an appointment. Come back in. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, and I enjoy talking to the vets, too.
I can tell that's good. This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're talking about the Vietnam War 50th anniversary event coming up June 13th through June 15th at Mall of America. And Ann, you're trying to accomplish a couple of things here. Number one, thank the Vietnam veterans for serving and their families who have suffered alongside of them, but also a lot of resources like toxic exposure screening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have a resource fair with probably 40 to 50 different organizations that are all very passionate about serving our veterans, and they want to make sure they know that there's benefits and services available to them.
And Melanie, I want to come to you. Think about a year and a half ago or so, Congress passed a bill called the PACT Act, and the PACT Act widened coverage for toxic exposures, going all the way back to Agent Orange in Vietnam to the burn pits to today, all of those things. But it's important at this event at Mall of America because there's some, the PACT Act included a lot of things and expanded the list of presumptive diseases that are covered.
It did, Tom. So the Vietnam veterans definitely come out and get your toxic exposure screening. But as you just mentioned, really anyone who served. And big news from the Department of Veterans Affairs just this week is that we've granted, it's our 100th. We've granted our 1 millionth PACT Act disability compensation claim to veterans and survivors. Just last week, it was announced, and that's since August 10th when the president signed this bill into law. So we are making an impact with our veterans.
Expanded and eligibility brought a lot of people into the system. VA is hiring. Everybody's hiring. We got to take care of our veterans.
Right? You got it right. And to be eligible under the PACT Act, veterans have to meet the basic service and discharge requirements, and then be exposed, have been exposed to toxins or other hazards while serving our country at home or abroad. If that's the case, you're eligible to enroll with health care, without even going through to see if you can file a claim. You can go straight to health care. And this includes the veterans, of course, our Vietnam veterans, our Gulf War veterans, Iraq, Afghanistan, in any combat zone after 9/11. And as I mentioned, even those who've never deployed but were exposed to toxins, this means you can come in for care.
Made it quick and easy, and let's take care of you.
Yes.
Melanie, I want to go back to the Navy for a minute here. Dr. Smith, I referred to presumptive diseases. Now, I've seen the whole list of them, so I kind of know what they are. But can you give us a few examples of things that our fellow Vietnam veterans might be suffering from if they were on the ground or in the Blue Water Navy?
The most common ones would be type 2 diabetes, hypertension, ischemic heart disease, prostate cancer, Parkinson's disease, bladder cancer, hypothyroidism.
So all of those that you mentioned, if a Vietnam veteran that is eligible, served on the ground in the country, or was eligible in Blue Water Navy or even Brown Water Navy, all they've got to do is either go see their county veteran service officer and get this started, or even better, come to this event, June 13th to the 15th, get a toxic screening, and you can help them set up an appointment and get started.
And we will also have some handouts on Agent Orange newsletter along with the toxic PACT Act information.
All right, I got one more Vietnam question for you.
Yeah.
In the fourth segment, we're going to have on a Marine who served on the ground in Vietnam. He's older than me. I think he might be older than you. But somebody helped him write a song. What do you think about a Marine writing a song? Is he welcome in the studio? I think so.
Yeah, you know, I was with the Marines. Once a Marine, they're always a Marine.
Oh, yeah.
They're good people.
Well, we're going to have him in, and we're going to hear part of his song, and I hope you can stick around to listen to that. And look forward to seeing you out at the Mall of America. And Melanie, thanks for joining us. Ann, just about 30 seconds left. When and where?
Thursday, June 13th through Saturday, June 15th, Mall of America North entrance is where we'll be set up. We've got reserved parking right outside in that north parking lot for our Vietnam veterans and their families to make it easy to access. And we've got loads of wheelchairs, if that's a concern for anybody. So we really want it to be easy to get to. Take the bus if you can from your local community, or park your car in that north parking lot. Come on in that north entrance, and we'll be there with all of our information and resources.
Very good. We have to take a short break. Melanie and Dr. Smith, thanks for joining us today. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking about the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs Vietnam War 50th Anniversary Commemoration Event with Ann Sani, who's the Communications Director for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And Ann, quickly, that's coming up in about 3 weeks.
Yep, June 13th, 14th, and 15th at Mall of America. So mark your calendars.
And it's all about our Vietnam veterans, and we're lucky enough today to have another fellow Vietnam veteran in the studio. That makes three of us today. And his name is Len Erickson, and he's a Marine, and he spends a lot of his time volunteering with TEDA for the troops, and he's been on here before. Len, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you very much, Tom. I enjoy it.
Len, can you share with our listeners, you served in the United States Marine Corps, and you served in Vietnam.
I did. I got to Vietnam in 1968 during the Tet Offensive and left during the Tet Offensive in 1969.
So you fought your way in and fought your way out the whole year.
It was a heck of a reception.
For our younger listeners, one of the worst years of the year in Vietnam, or the war, was 1968, Tet Offensive. Might have heard stories about Wei and the things that happened up there, and it was a brutal year, wasn't it?
It was all over the country. It wasn't just up there, but it was.
But some of the stories start there.
Exactly.
That was a tough, tough year. I'm glad you survived, and I'm glad you're with us today, and we have to talk about you came across in your travels an outfit called Create I Vets. What's that all about?
It's a group of veterans. It was started by a veteran, first of all, but it's a group of veterans that came together in Nashville, Tennessee, and they got songwriters from the industry. I mean, they're real legitimate songwriters that they have, and they put them with the veteran and have the veteran tell their story, and then between the group they put it to music.
So you found out about them and you thought, I want to tell my story about the time I served in Vietnam, share it with our fellow veterans. So how did that work? Did you sit down with a piece of paper and a red crayon and start drawing, or what'd you do?
I kept eating the crayon. No. That's pretty much it. They started asking questions about my experiences in Vietnam, and I kept going back to, even though I was injured in Vietnam and it was painful, I kept going back to the most painful thing was coming home. So
So you wrote your story out on paper and got some of the lyrics down there, and they helped you polish them up. And once that was all together, then they had to write some music.
They did.
And they found an upcoming country star to sing it. Is that right?
That's right. Scotty Hastings is the one that recorded the song for us. So
are you happy with how it all came together?
It's an incredible experience. Well, therapy.
For me, playing with a Marine, I was in the Air Force, so I'm teasing you a little bit now. But for a Marine to come together and write the lyrics to what is an emotional song and an emotional time in your life, you called it Welcome Home.
Yes.
And we've got a clip from that. And Zach, can you play that for us now?
Just sing with hope.
Len Erickson, fellow Vietnam veteran Marine, well done. A story of a boy that goes in the military and the man that comes home from war and all the things that go with that. I think you did a marvelous, marvelous job. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you stopping in today, and I hope to see you down at Mall of America June 13th to the 15th.
You will. Thank you.
Thank you. Len Erickson. Joining me now from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard is Craig Euglin. Craig, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. It's an honor to be here.
Craig, hard to believe we had kind of an easy winter, but here we are already on Memorial Day weekend, and there's all kinds of missions and all kinds of events going on so that we can remember our military who have fallen in the line of duty. What's the Minnesota Patriot Guard going to be up to this weekend and Memorial Day?
We get a lot of requests from all over the state, and we simply can't attend all of those very important Memorial Day events. So many years ago, we decided as an organization to only attend officially our state veterans' cemeteries and our state veterans' homes. Sunday and Monday, we will have flag lines that are open for anybody to join us at the veteran cemeteries in Duluth, Preston, Little Falls, and Redwood Falls. And then Monday, there will be a program at Fort Snelling. And those days, there will also be a program at the Minneapolis VA home that we will be participating in. So whether you've been on a mission before or this would be your first mission, this would be a great first mission to kind of get your hair wet with the Minnesota Patriot Guard.
So you've got Minnesota Patriot Guard riders out there all over the state. The folks have come to your website and signed up, and you put out on your mission calendar to go to the state cemeteries basically on Sunday and the federal cemetery at Fort Snelling on Monday. And you don't always know how many are going to show up, but a lot of them do.
Yes, absolutely. This is one of our more highly attended missions, I think partly because people are off work, and it's also very important for people to attend these, to remember those that we've stood for previously and those that we didn't stand for but still want to show our respects for.
So, Craig, can you walk me through, if I'm a rider or I want to be a rider and I come to a mission, what's your protocol? What's acceptable on a flag line?
The most important thing is come with respect. We're there to respect the fallen. It doesn't matter, you know, how you get there, whether it's a motorcycle or a cage or a car. You know, because many of our people do come on motorcycles, you see a lot of T-shirts and jeans, that's fine. You don't need to dress up in a suit and tie. You'd probably look out of place, to be honest. But what's more important is just be there. Me personally, I struggle with some leg issues, so I can't stand a flag line for very long. So you know how I get around that is I bring a stool. And with me being able to sit on a stool, I can be in a flag line for 2 hours and not have an issue. And especially with our aging members, Vietnam vets and non-vets alike, our membership is getting up there, and a lot of them are having mobility issues. So bring a stool, bring a camping chair, bring whatever you need to do to make yourself comfortable on that flag line. Nobody is going to look down on you, figuratively, if you need to have a chair to sit on.
And your riders show up, and they usually have on a vest, 8x10 flag. Usually wear a cap, and most of the time wear dark glasses because it can be an emotional event to stand the flag line for one of our veterans who has passed.
Yes, they tend to be very emotional.
So if our listeners want to join and become a rider, how do they do it?
Well, you can go to our website, mnpatriotguard.org, and on the upper left corner is a tab that says Join Us. And the important things that we need are your email address, which is how we contact our members, and the zip code, so we know which one of our 20 sectors to assign you to. The only emails you'll get will be a weekly statewide blast, and then if there's anything in your local sector regarding missions, those will be sent to you. Otherwise, we don't send out spam or anything like that.
Very good, Craig. I hope a lot of your riders show up for your Memorial Day events. I want to thank you for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
That's Craig Euglin from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week. Ann Sani from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Melanie Nelson, and Dr. Denny Smith from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, Vietnam Marine Len Erickson, Craig Euglin from the Minnesota Patriot Guard, Commissioner Brad Lindsay from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week when we start playing out our series of three shows recorded live from Normandy, France, for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.